The city of Denver looked very much nicer than Oklahoma City did.
Yeah, at night they look pretty much alike.
I didn't like the dry air in Denver.
You didn't?
I did not like it. The cool nights was real good. But that dry air really, it just got my hair and my face, my lips. I just didn't, the plane didn't like it. And I didn't like the early morning glare. But the evenings were so nice. We'd go out on the patio and eat our supper and we nearly freeze to death. I'd put on a sweater in the evening.
At high altitude.
Yes, and it's so cool at night. You had to sleep under a blanket.
No air conditioning at all?
Didn't have any air conditioning at all and their house stayed cool all day. It didn't get very warm. However, you got out in that sun, why, you'd burn real quick.
Yeah.
They had to water their grass constantly.
Huh.
Just nearly constantly, it'd burn.
Wouldn't that be annoying?
Uh-huh. They didn't have Bermuda, you know. They had bluegrass.
Yeah. It's too cold there, I guess,
yeah.
For Bermuda.
Bermuda wouldn't grow. They didn't have any trouble with their flowers, getting in the flower beds.
Yeah.
But it'd get brown spots, it'd burn, get brown spots on it, unless they watered it almost constantly. And no dew on the grass every morning.
Well,
that
done.
Seems strange.
Yeah, it does.
And
looking back on it, at the time I thought that was normal.
They had a water ditch running right past their house all the time, and it seemed like that ought to put moisture in the air, but it didn't. That ditch, it must have been about 6 foot across it.
Well, just an irrigation ditch.
Yes,
huh?
Irrigation ditch, but they didn't get any water from it.
I see. What did you say your church affiliation was?
Christian Church, First Christian Church of Norman. I've been a member since I was 13 years old. I was baptized up here about a mile from here in a pond, a farm pond. Of course, we are Murrish, you see. I saw my first Methodist baptized last Sunday before last, out at Houston, a little baby. Sprinkled.
Yeah.
We were immersed.
The story about the integration going on, the two Negro preachers from the South talking about each other. A Negro preacher came down from the North and he said, "How's it coming?" And the fellow down there said, "Well, pretty good. We got six of them in the Episcopalian Church. We got seven of them became Catholics. We got four of them became Lutherans. Matter of fact, we got somebody in every denomination except the Baptists." He says, "It's a funny thing. We get in there all right, but how long is it you're supposed to hold them underwater when you get baptized?"
I guess he drowned them all.
Do you belong to any organizations?
No, I just the Master Farm Homemaker Guild. I was a Master Farm Homemaker in 29 from Cleveland County. I was chosen to represent the farm women at Stillwater and the farmer stockman and the farmer's wife had a selected Master Farm Homemakers, and I was chosen from our county. There's five women in the state each year was chosen, and I was one of the five.
Ooh. Well, I bet that was a thrill.
Yeah, I'm going to let Napoleon in.
Okay. Did out there. I thought he was in back then, didn't you?
Napoleon? I don't worry yet.
Let's see, what would you say your occupation is?